Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Tuesday, the 16th of September at 6:31. Coming up at today's show, we'll be talking about the economic impact of food production as the ploughing kicks off. And we'll be chatting to the boss of Ireland's biggest business district and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. The Journal.ie reports that John Magner, the Coolmore stud owner, has lost his case to buy the coveted Barn estate near Clonmel after a High Court judge concluded that a sale for the land had not taken place as claimed. Magner had wanted the court to enforce a €15 million handshake deal he claimed he had sealed at his home on August 2023 with Richard Thompson Moore, the heir to the 751-acre 17th century estate. The Magner side sued the Barn estate seeking to enforce the purported deal, but the Barn defendants had maintained there was never any such agreement as they needed the consent of the trustees to finalise any deal. Conall Tomás in the Business Post reports that the Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said the government will intervene after it was revealed that land earmarked for the construction of up to 3,000 new homes in County Wicklow was dezoned by the local council in defiance of government orders. Responding to an exclusive report in the Business Post on Sunday, Micheál Martin said he was shocked at the setback and lashed out at chief executives the length and breadth of the country who seem to be displaying a degree of inertia and lack of proactivity on housing. As a result of the changes proposed in Wicklow, major developers will be locked out of land currently zoned to build, with some projects under construction thrown into uncertainty. House builders have been left aghast at the move, which will mean at least 80 hectares of land in the area will lose its current residential zoning status as part of a new planning framework. And the BBC reports that the South Korean government says it is investigating potential human rights violations during the raid and detention of Korean workers by US authorities. South Korea has expressed strong regret to the US and has officially asked that its citizens' rights and interests are not infringed during law enforcement proceedings, according to a presidential spokesperson. More than 300 South Korean workers returned home on Friday after being held for a week following a raid at an electric vehicle battery plant in the US state of Georgia.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.